This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I have got a holster that I've got to do a review on just because of what it is. I have an inside the waistband NCOG G-Code holster that will hold my Glock 17 with a flashlight and an RMR on it inside the waistband. Flashlight being a Surefire X300, a big flashlight for a weapon mounted one. It's just cool. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In recent days, a bunch of entertainment types have gathered together behind a phalanx of armed guards at Justin Timberlake's mansion so that they could ship Chardonnay and celebrate Pantsuit's commitment to the poor and to the gun control. She came out of witness protection long enough to pocket some cash before returning to her previously scheduled indifference to the people flooded out in Louisiana. In Martha's Vineyard, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama donned his mom shorts to chip some balls with that tiresome guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm before petulantly visiting the waterlogged South. And noted disaster logistics specialist Samuel L. Jackson smirked over a photo of Donald Trump delivering goods, including kids' toys, to flood victims. Not pictured there delivering toys or anything to the flood victims was Samuel L. Jackson. This all leads me to one inescapable conclusion. Hollywood is terrible, and it must be destroyed. Now, if you want more proof, start flipping through the offerings on Netflix looking for a movie you actually want to watch. What is the latest movie that's out right now? Who's the girl? You had this one actress who had her Twitter account raided and all this other stuff, and they put all these pictures of her on the interwebs naked and everything else. It's a remake of Ghostbusters. Is there anything actually out there that you want to watch? If you go looking like Netflix, you're going to be there for a while, assuming you are neither 10 years old nor a drool cup operator. On the surface, it seems odd that the more entertainment options we have, the fewer shows we actually want to watch. I don't even have television. I don't have cable TV. Because I can, let's say I'm on Channel 5. And I flip from Channel 5 and I go somewhere for hours on end and I come back to Channel 5. And guess what? Still playing what I was watching hours ago. There's a simple reason that there are fewer shows we actually want to watch. Most movies and TV are junk. It's not all ideological, but some of it is. For instance, you may have seen the ads for a new TV show about the first woman major league pitcher. Who on earth wants to spend a season watching Hollywood's idea of normal Americans yelling at, you know, the plucky heroine, I reckon girls can't done play no baseball, you know? because you know that's what will happen. The entire show is inevitably going to be a shrill lib feminist screed about, you know, darn it, girls totally can too play baseball as well as the male pros, you know, just like in real life. Don't like that? Okay, moving from there, let's go to a crime drama. Some good old-fashioned cops and robbers. How can that go wrong? Well, who's going to turn out to be the murderer, the inner-city punk who dresses like a thug, or the well-coiffed businessman? That's only an actual question if you haven't watched TV in the last 20 years. Thank you, Hollywood, for teaching me that the guy who walks, talks, and dresses like a criminal isn't. It's the guy who doesn't who is. And, you know, just like in real life. Or we could try a spy movie, like Jason Bourne 5. Exhaustingly unstoppable as ever, untouchable as ever. Uh-oh, some assassin is lurking. Maybe Jason is going to, maybe he won't magically sense him and then outfight him using the stapler and the bottle of Elmer's glue that happens to be laying around. Maybe that's not going to happen. And once again, the American government is the evil conspiratorial bad guy. Better head to that fundraiser for the evil conspiratorial woman who wants to make the American government bigger and more intrusive. There's a reason that actors are rarely former proteges of Stephen Hawking. And let's not forget the new cliches you can't seem to escape. My personal favorite is how every freaking movie seems to evolve around the characters' family relationships. Like the new Star Trek, that was less of a swashbuckling adventure than a trudge through a Freudian minefield of boring paternal issues. Apparently, Kirk had daddy issues. Same with Star Wars. Family issues in Star Wars. Even the two Walking Dead shows seem more interested in feelings than about Paul than the zombie stuff. Maybe the writers should go get some therapy and then maybe write something entertaining. Speaking of the Walking Dead shows, which people are steadily abandoning, let's understand something about action-adventure shows. The important part of an action-adventure show is the action-adventure. Somehow, somewhere, someone lied to these screenwriters and told them that the audience really wants to get into these characters and explore what makes them tick. No, we want to see them fight zombies over and over and over again. Less talking, more zombies. If you go a whole episode and only have one zombie who kind of wanders in as a couple characters are in an 8-minute, on minute 8 of a dialogue about their feelings about stuff, then you're making a very terrible zombie show, unless the zombies eat them. Same is true in non-animated corpse context. For example, the interesting thing about Saul and Better Call Saul is his shenanigans, not his psyche. But Better Call Saul takes a hilarious, fascinating character and has chosen to devote 2 seasons to him fighting with his brother. Wacky antics, there's not many of that. Kooky side characters, few and far between. Confrontations with Big Bro, whose feelings are shared every freaking week. And finally, stop relying on bad choices to propel the action. It's like every character in every show is now one of those teenagers who, after being warned not to go into the basement, goes into the basement without turning on the light, and they leave their shotgun upstairs. I do that every day. These aren't just bad choices. They're loony, insane choices that no rational human would ever make. In The Walking Dead, every week, some character in a fit of the feels decides to wander off for some reason, spurring an unplanned and uncoordinated search by the others that inevitably results in someone getting put on the menu. In Better Call Saul, the action is always, always the result of some unbelievably dumb maneuver by a character whose best quality is supposed to be his cleverness. This is laziness. But what can we expect? These are the same people who don't bat an eye about jumping on a private jet to fly halfway across the world to hear Gilbert Grape's little brother pry himself off his latest model conquest in order to tell you about the weather and how to turn off your lights. And by the way, they're all contributing to the hacking, coughing, pantsuit Clinton. They all are firmly behind her. And that's entertainment. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Along with that inside the waistband holster, he also sent Jesse Lockhart, the VP, he sent me a modified SOC holster. I'll be wearing all of this stuff, and it's all going to be on video. We're going to be videoing like crazy. As a matter of fact, JT is probably going to be sitting there going, are we going to shoot? We ever going to shoot any? Anyway, you'll see all that stuff. And plus, I'm going to run the soft shell Scorpion magazine carriers while we're there on there, too. Tacticalholsters.com. There's some days when the news makes me want to bang my head against something blunt, or maybe an axe. And this week, there's been a couple of those days. Today, there was a group of students down at the University of Texas keeping Austin weird as they handed out sex toys in a barrage of activity to protest campus concealed weapons carry. While organizers reportedly started the rally as a joke, the protest grew in popularity and had a large number of malleable young adults turning out to rally against one constitutional right while exercising another. Pro-Second Amendment group Students for Concealed Carry approved of the protest with their Texas State Director, Brian Ben Simon, stating, if carrying a sex toy to class helps you express yourself, go for it. A University of Texas spokesperson also told the Austin American Statesman, we're viewing this as a free speech issue. Students have a right to express themselves. This appears to be protected political speech. Overall, the demonstration was laughable and just as absurd as the organizers had hoped. But between the overt sexualization of male body parts and phrases on signs, certain to make any tuition-paying parent proud, a darker underscore of a real campus epidemic was hard to ignore. The anti-gun crowds usually love to tout out violent crime victims as exactly who they seek to protect from their sensible legislative endeavors. But those men and women have found themselves suddenly victimized by a sexual assault, or who have found themselves victimized by sexual assault or rape, self-empowerment and personal protection take on a whole new meaning. Seeing sexual threats on campus perhaps makes the case for why they need more protection than a rape whistle. For those who have decided to educate themselves on campuses across the nation, we are made very familiar with these colleges promoting equality as a top priority. Fantastic in theory, but you need look no further than documentaries such as CNN's The Hunting Ground or John Krakauer's Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town. See, victims of sexual violence are not afforded the equality they are entitled to as human beings. Amanda Collins, I've had her as a guest on the show a while back, and she spoke out against the equation of sex to self-defense displayed by the blank, not Glocks students. She was brutally raped by a stranger who went on to murder 19-year-old college student Brianna Dennison in Reno, Nevada. Collins asked Wednesday, are these students more upset by me carrying a concealed weapon than they are by the rapist waiting in the parking garage? Her assailant, James Biela, now sitting on death row in Nevada, had attacked her at gunpoint in the gun-free Reno campus. Collins, a trained and legal concealed permit holder and black belt in Taekwondo, was left defenseless just yards from the campus police department. She further stated that the protest was indicative of how our society equates rape to sex and why we all keep hearing about rapists serving little to no jail time. To call the rally absurd is accurate. To call my human right to self-defense from rapists just like mine absurd is disgusting. Instead of demonizing their fellow classmates for carrying a firearm lawfully for protection as they further their education, their efforts could have been better applied if they campaigned for harsher penalties for classmates found to have committed sexually based crimes. It wouldn't have gotten the headlines or the media attention that waving the sex toys in the air did, but when 21% of females and 5.4% of male undergraduates experience rape or sexual assault through physical force, is that violence or incapacitation? The real epidemic is in the sexual victimization of your fellow students, not in the gun crime. So as the anti-gun students hoisted their sex toys today, I doubt many stopped to think about those passing them on their way to class trying to avoid the representation of the human, you know, weapon with which they may have been assaulted. For those students, the demonstration simply promoted a culture of rape, not one of empowerment. Here's the thing. College, anywhere this gun-free zone, is a victim magnet. Colleges have long been known to be gun-free zones. Here in South Carolina, just outside of the University of South Carolina, down at the bottom of the hill, is something called Five Points, which is a very trendy area. During the day and during the night, the Bloods and the Crips come out and they turn it into a free fire zone. And there have been, you know, students. You know, there's bars and cool things down there, cool shops and places to go. And students, they're coming to college to be college students. And, well, they don't get a chance to and they get shot now, do they? And who out there, who amongst the fathers, grandfathers out there would look at their daughter or their granddaughter or their son or their grandson or whatever going off to college with the expectation of them being victimized but not able to do anything? Because most of these kids that are having this happen to them are freshmen and sophomores. They're young. They're not old enough to get the permit. If they would allow this on a more regular basis and campuses were known to be places where people may be armed, that might put a chill to it. But, I mean, the victims right now overwhelmingly are the younger ones, especially the new students, the freshmen. I think I saw somewhere where the first 13 or 14 weeks of college for a young lady is the most dangerous because she doesn't know where she's going. She doesn't know where not to go. Horrible stuff. So, but hey, they went to Adam and Eve and they got their stuff and they were waving it in the air to do what exactly? I haven't figured that part. How do you protest? That's not a protest. That's just sort of weird. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Back coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Truly, truly it is. Ann Coulter has articulated that which I have been articulating because, and I don't know why she's doing it. I'm doing it. Well, I know why she's doing it. She got a bigger audience, so that's fine. She's putting a warning out for Republicans who said they could work with Clinton. So now allow me to also put that warning out. All of you that think that you can work with Hillary Clinton as the President of the United States and fulfill your oath of office and your fiduciary duty to your constituents, you are all traitors. In a while, there was an interview with the Washington Examiner, and they mentioned Representative Steve King's remarks while on the stump, where he said that he could work with Hillary Clinton, though he's definitely voting for Trump in the general come November. Anyone who thinks that they can work or should be willing to work with Clinton or Obama is a traitor. Coulter is the author of the new book, In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome, told the Examiner the U.S. and the GOP are both over if Clinton wins. They're whistling past the graveyard, she said. It's not just the GOP, it's the country. She and Vice Presidential nominee Tim Kaine have vowed to push through amnesty. You grant amnesty, there will be a rush for a border. It's over. It is over. If she is elected, go to a Cubs game and see how many people are in the stands. Because when you can't win, nobody cares anymore. Well, there may not be amnesty, but Trump seems, he keeps wavering back and forth, but he seems open to supporting earned legal status, illegals paying back taxes, and deporting ones with criminal records. That's what Jeb Bush was advocating when he was running for president, so it's no shock that Coulter is unhappy with the possible pivot on immigration. And because that's the issue that catapulted him to frontrunner status and eventually nabbed him the nomination. She believes such a move would be a mistake, but if Trump loses, I doubt members of on the Hill will worry about the wrath of Ann Coulter. I can see some outreach here. It's not totally insane. But here's, would you endorse Lady Macbeth? Would you endorse Evita? I fully get this civilized idea that politicians have, you know. I have one of the most civilized politicians in my state, Senior Senator Lindsey Graham. He seems to believe that in a civilized world, this is the way you do business. This is the way government runs. You can't get out there. Except the problem with this is a few facts that are running. You know, when Lindsey Graham is here running for office, he is conservative. He's going to the range and getting his picture made shooting AR-15s, and he's out there, you know, being conservative Lindsey. And then he gets reelected. I mean, the GOP was in his backyard the whole time. Five guys tried to primary him. You ask the GOP, well, are you going to get behind any of them? They're like, no, it's a good thing to have all of these people in there. It's a robust race. Well, let me tell you about the robust race to primary Graham here in the state of South Carolina. When Graham was running here in the state of South, in, you know, the civilized race, the National Association of Gun Rights, I went to people like Lee Bright, who was one of the people that had probably had a better chance of actually unseating Lindsey, given a chance. And I went to Lee Bright and I said, listen, let me get some people down here for you and endorse you. And he told me, well, the National Association for Gun Rights is going to endorse me. And I said, okay. Well, then come time for the National Association for Gun Rights, Dudley, to endorse somebody. He endorses all five candidates running against Graham. Not that that makes a gigantic difference, because that's not an endorsement. When you endorse everybody, that's not an endorsement. And in the 11th hour, I'm getting calls from Lee Bright. Bill, can you get some people down here? Can you get some? And I did. And it was too late. Nobody, you know, I'm considered an outlier when it comes to running against some of these people. And my position with anybody that wants to run for public office, if you're going to go up against an incumbent, then you're going to have to be different, and you're going to have to be willing to stand away from the crowd. And you're going to have to be willing to say the things that the consultants find so unpopular. And then, item number two, then we come to the other case, where you have somebody who's doing all of that stuff, but he forgot to tell anybody in his campaign. In the case of one guy that wanted to be the sheriff of Greenville County here recently, he forgot to tell anybody in his campaign that he had a bunch of skeletons in his closet. And then they started releasing those skeletons. And then, you know, lots of things were said about that. And you can't win a campaign that way. It just doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. I wish it was the other way around. But it boils down to this. You got to go all in on somebody. And you, when we go all in on Republicans, when we give Republicans the House, when we give Republicans the Senate, they're not there to work and play nice. They are there to stop a juggernaut. We could have them defund the government. Go ahead and fund the entitlements. Sure, that's fine with me. But let's defund all the agencies right now. Let's send everybody home right now. We don't need the federal government to exist. If the states are functioning, if state governments are up and functioning, everything would be fine. We don't need the feds. By all means, pay the military and, you know, let's have the transgender soldiers with the hijabs running around and everything else. That's fine. Let them get paid. Keep the parks open. Let's not kick the veterans out of their memorials, all that other stuff. Send the employees home. Save a whole lot of money. We've seen what happens whenever we have a quote-unquote shutdown and they're out there running at like 5 or 3% strength. Nothing happens. Nothing bad happens. I'm just trying to figure out where the problem is. And getting out there and looking at somebody like Clinton, okay, who, if there's anybody more corrupt than Clinton, I haven't seen that animal yet. I would love to see. That'd be finding a more corrupted person than Clinton would be like dropping Bigfoot off at the National Geographic office with a bow. If there's anyone more corrupt than Clinton out there, I don't know who it is. And with the Arkansas and everything else that's going on. And then we got certain Republican politicians saying, well, I could work with it. Of course, you know, that has to be done. I mean, the business of the people has to be wet. Please shut up. If you don't have the stomach or the intestinal fortitude to do the job, go down to, you know, UT Austin, get some of those sex toys, and you too wave them in the air. Maybe you'll feel good about that. We'll be right back.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indestructible. Those holsters are indestructible. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. So, pantsuit, while supporting stringent new gun control laws, denies that she wants to gut the Second Amendment rights. And to see what that looks like when you implement two such seemingly contradictory goals, look over the southern border. Look into Mexico. Mexico has a right to bear arms. The results don't bolster her case. Under Mexico's constitution, citizens have the right to own a handgun and hunting rifles for self-defense and sport. But according to the Associated Press, they recently reported legally getting your hands on one, however, requires clearing a series of bureaucratic hurdles far stricter than in the United States, and for many, traveling great distances to reach the country's only gun store. Now, I've talked about this many times. Mexico has one legal gun store. There's one single store in Mexico where you can legally buy a gun. It's tucked away in an anonymous building on an army base in the capital. The store, which cannot legally advertise its products or even its existence, sold 10,115 weapons in 2015. In a nation of 120 million, that is a statistical blip. The Mexican government requires at least 6 documents to purchase a gun. The process can take months. Registration is required. Concealed carry permits are rarely issued because authorities say citizens should rely on the government to protect them. Even after accounting for legal and illegal firearms, Mexico has an estimated ratio of 15 guns for every 100 people. In comparison, one survey estimates there are 88.8 guns for every 100 U.S. residents, although I believe that's much higher. If strict gun control worked, Mexico should be a nirvana with very low gun violence. I'm not breaking any news to you when I tell you that's simply not the case. Between 2007 and 2014 in Mexico, there have been 164,000 murders. Go check and see how many have been here. I'm not talking about suicides. Ryan W. McMakin, the editor of Mises Wire, argues Mexico's high murder rate is driven in part by that country's gun laws, not in spite of them. He writes that in Mexico, there's an immense asymmetry in gun ownership between violent criminals and law-abiding citizens. Criminals have abundant access to the means of violent coercion and the will to use it. Ordinary citizens, on the other hand, have practically speaking no access. It is very true that many killings in Mexico are tied to drug activity. Yet McMakin notes there's a huge difference between the violent crime rates in Mexican states that border the U.S. and the U.S. counties that border Mexico, despite the fact that drug running occurs in both. The homicide rate in Mexican states bordering the United States is often more than 25 per 100,000 people. On average, officials at the Center for Global Development found Mexican border municipalities experienced 34.5 murders for every 100,000 people. In comparison, the homicide rate in U.S. border counties was only 1.4 per 100,000 people. That's not just less than the rate in Mexico. That's also less than the U.S. national average by far. So why is there such a big difference between geographically connected areas that are all plagued by drug crime? McMakin argues that Mexico's gun laws create a lopsided situation that favors the cartels, not law-abiding citizens. Now, criminals in the U.S. can obtain guns, but law-abiding citizens are also armed, which creates a deterrent effect for much criminal activity. Mexico's experience is further evidence validating common sense. Not only do stringent gun control laws that severely restrict gun ownership among law-abiding citizens fail to deter criminals, they'll actually empower the violent thugs. Now, knowing this, knowing what we know, knowing that here in the United States, we got one big problem in the United States. We've got the low info voter, which I haven't been paying enough attention to lately. The low info voter is our Achilles heel. It is great to be engaged, although there are some people that would argue with me. But it is great to be engaged, and it's great to know the issues and everything. And at the same time, for all of the people that I know that are engaged and know the issues, there's a lively core of them that don't think voting is worth doing. I really don't understand that because, you know, combat can take many different forms. Now, if we're not in actual combat, that means we're waging ideological combat. And that means that just like actual combat, it's a numbers thing. It's a numbers game. And the more people involved, the more people voting, then the better the fight is going to be. And I know all about the voter fraud, but listen, come and hit me about voter fraud when 85% of the nation turns out, or when 75% of the nation turns out to vote, not when 30-some-odd percent turn out to vote and the rest of the voting people don't come and vote because they're either listening to the polls, they're listening to the media, they're completely disaffected, couldn't care less. Whatever it is, when 60-some-odd percent stay home, does it matter if there's voter fraud out there, if everybody's staying home? Do you know how difficult it would be with a 70% turnout, just of gun owners, for there to be any gun-controlling politicians in office today? Do you get that? Certainly in your coastal liberal places like New York City and, you know, Los Angeles and places like that, media hubs, and your you know, there's all kinds of liberal enclaves in the middle of the United States. Chicago comes to mind. Certainly, that's going to remain the way it is for a while. But the fact that it does boggles my mind. Right now in New York, they're about to have a rebellion about de Blasio because they've elected a socialist. Where you had Giuliani and even Bloomberg keeping New York good to go And I got kudos to Bloomberg. Bloomberg didn't let homelessness completely overtake the city. It was illegal to do things like urinate in the street. De Blasio's made that okay. He's made that okay. So, I mean, where we are right now is we're completely, for the most part, the biggest percentage of us is being disaffected. Out of touch, disconnected. You know, there's some that would say, well, you know, Bill, it doesn't matter what I do, so I've decided to go off-grid. There's nowhere off-grid. There's nowhere off-grid. There may be places where you're not plugged in, but give it time. Because technology is coming. The sprawl spreads. Better to fight the fight now than to wait for the fight to get to you. Right? So, come to me about voter problem. You know, when we get out there and I'm looking at it, Bill, 78% turned out and none of one of them voted for Trump. Okay. Now we're talking. Let me look at this. But if we get out there and 78% of the people vote and, you know, Trump comes away with just some sort of, you know, something gigantic, there's only so much. Fraud can only go so far. Fraud can only get you so far. If fraud were going to work, it would have worked in Colorado. It would have worked in Virginia. They only had to have one Senate seat in Virginia. And yet, some grassroots people kept that from happening in Virginia, despite $2.2 million being thrown at it. Money doesn't buy it. All money does is buy ads. Remember that. We'll do this again one more time this week in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.